星星友情 AM 1150西雅图中文电台，这里是你的信息中心，这里是你的心灵港湾，亦是你的精神家园。每周星期日晚9点至12点，西雅图中文电台粤语频道。
Hello everyone, I'm Aaron. 欢迎收听跟我学粤语，我是阿明。最近空气里是不是多了一点忙碌和期待的味道呢？街上的文具店啊、超市啊，都开始换上了开学专区。父母带着小孩子去挑新的文具、书包，甚至很多大学生搬进新的宿舍里面。Yes, you guessed it, it is back to school season. Wherever you're a student, a teacher, a parent, or someone just passing by the school zone again,This season always brings something a little nostalgic, right? 文化小知识 Cultural Bites 你知道吗？美国的开学季不只是学生的事哦。Back to school season is actually the second biggest retail season in the US, right after the holidays. Back to school season 是美第二大的零售季节之一。美国的家庭会在八月大量购买文具、书包、电脑、衣服，甚至宿舍的用品。而且大多大学的新生们呢，都会在这时候开始搬家，体验人生第一次的离家生活。In this season, most American households will begin shopping for seasonaries, backpacks, coatlinks,as well as utilities that, as well as other things that gonna use at dorm. As for those new recruits for colleges and students, this might be their first time to move away with family and live their life alone, and then handle everything on their own power. 对学生呢，在这里为大家加加油，你们行的。For students, it is the new start of the school year. School can be tough, but please do not look down yourself. You can do it.对家长呢，谢谢你们，也辛苦你们对小孩的支持，还有过去暑期的安排。Toward the parents, thank you for your effort and planning toward the school season. Thank you. 对老师和教授们呢，也辛苦你们继续在我们新的学期、新的学年里好好教导我们，把所需要的知识都告诉我们。谢谢你。For school's faculty and staff, thank you so much for the non-stop planning and looking forward to students learning valuable knowledge and skills from you guys. Thank you.
Today, we're going to learn some of the common Cantonese words for the opening of the school year.
Today, we're going to learn some Cantonese vocabulary that people might use during back to school season.
今天我们一起来学习一下几个在开学季可能会用到的粤语词语。
Number one, backpack.
书包的粤语。书包。
S-Y-U, 书。B-A-A-U, 包。书包。第二个，作业。
Homework in Cantonese is
功課
G-U-N-G 功 F-O 課功課
第三個上課的粵語
In class or attend class in Cantonese
上堂
S-O-E-N-G 上
T-O-N-G,
堂上堂
So how should I say I'm in class and you have to answer the call in front of all the students and professors?
怎么样用最有效的方式在所有学生和教授面前去告诉你现在不能接电话的原因呢？你可以说
我上紧堂啊 N-G-O我 S-O-E-N-G 上 G-A-N 紧 T-O-N-G
桶。哦，神跟桶啊。
This basically means, I am in class right now.
这句话其实就是我在上课啊。说完这一句应该可以挂断，希望你们没有需要被老师收起你的手机。
After saying this sentence, you sure you can just cut off the call and they will never call again? Just hope you guys don't need to forfeit your phone after answering the call.
Emotional damage!
第四个，新的学期。New semester in Cantonese is 三学期。S-A-N, sun, H-O-K, hawk, K-E-I-K, sun, hawk, K. Number 5, end of class or school dismissed.
放学的粤语是放学
F-O-N-G, 放 H-O-K, hawk, 放学第六个，紧张。
The word nervous in Cantonese is
紧张 G-A-N 紧 Z-O-E-N-G 张紧张第七个，老师的粤语。
The word teacher in Cantonese
是 is楼 C L O U 楼 S I C 楼 C Number 8 Professor
第八个教授的粤语是
教授 G A A U 教 S A U 授教授
Number 9School bus in Cantonese.
校巴的粤语是好车 H-A-A-U 好 C-E 车好车第十个卫生间的粤语
Number 10 Restroom in Cantonese is
洗手间 S-A-I 洗S-A-U, 手 G-A-A-N, 干洗手干
那我们现在来学习一下用它们来做句子吧
Now let's learn to use them in the sentences
我买了个新书包好漂亮啊
I bought a new backpack, it's so nice In Cantonese,
我买咗个新书包，好靓啊！
我买咗个新书包，好靓啊
Second sentence, This week is the first day of school. I need to get ready.
这星期是开学日，我要准备去上课咯。
这个礼拜是开学日，我要准备翻学啦。
这个礼拜是开学日，我要准备翻学啦。
第三句，我最喜欢上中文课，因为老师好风趣。
I love to take Chinese class the most. The teacher is so fun, interesting.
粤语是，我最喜欢上中文堂，因为老师好风趣。
我最喜欢上中文堂，因为老师好风趣。
第十一个，这个星期。
This week in Cantonese.
这个礼拜
N-I 呢 G-O 个 L-A-I 礼 B-A-A-I 拜这个礼拜
Number 12 I need to get ready. I need to prepare.
我要准备的粤语是
我要准备 N-G-O 我 J-I-U 要Z-E-O-N, 准 B-A-I, 备我要准备
第十三个
老师，我可以去洗手间吗？
Teacher, may I go to the restroom in Cantonese?
老师，我可以去洗手间吗？
老师 ,SOU, 老 SIC, 我可以 NGO, 我 HO, 可 JIE, 去 HEOI, 去洗手间 SAI, 洗 SAU, 手 GAAN, 间吗 MAA, 吗
If you have to add some emotion in there, it will become
老师，我可以洗手间吗？
Yep, it just gone with the wind. 大家听完你这句话的时候，你已经在洗手间里面了。
Because there's always some friends that want to disturb you and the time that you really need to focus. You can say this in Cantonese.
Please wait a second.
请等一下。
唔该等阵。
M, 唔。
G-O-I, 哥。
D-A-N-G, 等。
S-A-N, 阵。
唔该等阵。
Disclaimer.There is no existence of intention to arranging these two words in this order, other than trying to illustrate the urgency of the sentences.
小故事时间，你仲记唔记得第一日翻学系点噶？
Do you still remember what your first day of school felt like?
你还记不记得第一天上课的时候你的感觉是怎样的？
我记得以前读书嗰阵最开心嘅就系见翻啲朋友。
Being school days, I always looked forward to see my classmate again.
以前读书的时候我最开心就是能见回我的朋友，但系我最唔期待嘅就要早起身翻学，但我最不期待的就是要早起去上课。
But what I felt dreaded the most washad to wake up early for morning classes.
我记得有一年第一日翻学，我紧张到连功课都唔记得带。我嗰间小学，我哋用紧纸嘅时候。
I remember one of the year, on the first day, I was so nervous that I forgot to bring my homework.
Well, I'm talking about my high school years.
我记得有一年第一日上课的时候，我紧张的。把作业都忘了带。当然我在说就是小学的时候，当我们还是在用纸张去递交作业的时候啦。
Then my teacher just jumped and seriously and asked, Are you still stuck in the summer?
我仲记得我老师就是在跳起，然后好认真地问，你仲未放够假？
那时我老师就很认真地看着我，然后问，你觉得自己还在放假吗？
你的脑子就在那儿了。
I'm like speechless and my face becomes so red.
我嗰阵时都唔知我要讲乜好，直至我面都红晒。那时我是怎么回答的，我就忘了。我只记得我的脸比草莓还要红。
Hope you guys enjoy my tiny stories.
希望你喜欢我的小故事。你对开学有什么特别的回忆？有没有在回学校的前天晚上睡不着？
Do you have any special memories for your first day of school? Have you been able to sleep the night before school? Feel free to share your story with us.
很期待你们的故事。
Thanks for listening to this episode of 跟我学粤语。
我们下期再见。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501，206-621-7501。
巴克利律师事务所专业受理人身伤害索赔，多年来专门办理车祸等意外受伤的案子。索赔成功过后收费，不成功则不收费。联系电话206-920-6721，206-920-6721。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有 501(c)(3) 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698 206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。